So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this short video, we're going to tell you about another tip, the fastest strategy to lose your belly. Now, a strategy is a higher level thing that you do to get some advantage over things. You have to realize this one point, that belly fat is not a weight problem. It's a hormone problem. It's a high cortisol problem. So the diets don't work for this. Why? Because diets don't lower cortisol. They lower calories. So they create stress because belly fat is held there for a survival mechanism. So in other words, one of the purposes of body holding fat in your belly is to protect you against starvation. Now, what's starvation? That's a diet. Every time you deprive yourself of food and you lower your calories too much, this will not help the cortisol. The other thing you want to be careful about is not to exercise too much. So you'd want to do long walks, because exercise is a type of stress that can aggravate the belly. There's people I knew that do boot camps, and they actually add more stress and they gain more weight from overtraining. Okay? So, don't diet, don't exercise. Now, what do we have to do? We have to do something to lower cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone from the adrenals that is jacked up way too high. It's an overactive gland. So we want to realize that the gland is triggered by all stresses. Probably the biggest stress that you probably know about is other people, like at work or family, whatever. So you want to start to avoid stressful people. Why? Because they will aggravate the adrenals. So I know it's hard to live in a bubble, but try to minimize the amount of exposure you have on those stressful personalities if possible. But if you're in a relationship or your boss, it is difficult, I know that, but the more stress that you have with people, you have to counter it by doing things that are anti-stress, like sleeping. You have to sleep longer, but I know a lot of you can't sleep, so I recommend two things for sleep. We use adrenal formula, fatigue formula, right before bed. It'll put you out, and you'll sleep. There's no side effects, there's no drugs or anything. Adrenal before bed, and then acupressure. We use acupressure either in the clinic, or you can do it on yourself. We show you how to do that, but acupressure literally will pull stress out of your body and help you sleep. It's one of the most effective things to lower the stress level in the body. So those are the two. Notice I said strategy. I didn't say all the little tiny details. You just need a higher level strategy versus what everyone else does is going on a diet, trying to exercise it off or burn more calories. That is the wrong strategy. Okay? Hope that helped. I'll see you in the next one.